Today's reading begins in Mark chapter 14, verse 12. Mark chapter 14, beginning in verse 12. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. There prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, he came with the 12, and as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful and to say to him one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." And as they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said the same. We have here recorded for us a situation that seems a little foreign to us. In our society today, though people may be friendly with us, we wouldn't necessarily walk up to someone that we don't know and say, "I'd like to use a room in your house for me and a few of my friends to eat a dinner." That would seem a little strange, but the times were different then. And it was certainly a practice of the Jews to show hospitality to those that would be traveling. And also you had the fact that there would be a great many Jews who would make the journey to Jerusalem for the Passover, and they have to have it somewhere. So I think that the situation is that people had these rooms prepared in order to make accommodations for their brethren that would come from other cities in order to observe that Passover in Jerusalem. So he tells them, you know, "You're going to go into the city, you're going to find this guy carrying a jar of water, follow him, and then ask the master of the house for the room." And it happens exactly as he says. Very interesting that it works out this way, and we see the proof of who Jesus is, that it works out exactly how he said it was going to work out. He knew exactly how everything would happen, and he knew where it would lead them to. Then you find them in the room, and Jesus begins to tell them that somebody's going to betray him. This would be a very distressing discussion. And we know that none of them really seem to think that they would be the one to betray them. However, you see them asking this question, "Is it I? Is it I? Is it I?" In other words, I can't imagine any of us doing this, so who would it be? What would happen that would turn somebody to the point that they would betray Jesus? And so I think that's what's going through their mind, is it's just inconceivable. And if it's inconceivable, then, and it's got to be one of them, then could it be me? I mean, I can't imagine myself doing that, but could it possibly be me? And we tend to look at Peter. Again, Peter is usually one of the first people to open his mouth and say something, and this is one of those occasions as well. However, they're all thinking basically the same thing, that they just can't imagine that it would be them. And Jesus says, "Woe to the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better if he had not been born." Then he begins to institute the Lord's Supper as we see it today, the taking of the bread and the fruit of the vine, which represents his body and his blood that was crucified and blood shed for our sins. He was the Lamb of God, after all. And even with him describing this as the blood of the covenant poured out for many, at least as far as what we have recorded, they're not questioning this particular statement. But he's been telling them for a little while that he's going to have to be delivered up and die. But then, when they go out to the Mount of Olives, he tells them, you're all going to fall away. It is written that I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. I think about this as well, and I try to imagine what Jesus must have felt regarding this prophecy, considering his humanity. You know, as a person, none of us wants to be alone. None of us wants to face a very difficult time in our life without any of our friends or family there by our side. Yet Jesus had to go through the mock trial and be delivered to Pilate and then be crucified with no one standing next to him. Even though Peter says, even if I have to die, I'll stand next to you. I'll go with you. That must have been a distressing thing for Jesus to know. And I think that helps us understand the stress of the moment when we see him praying in Gethsemane, which will be part of tomorrow's reading. And so he tells them, you're all going to fall away. And then this is when Peter says, no, I'm not going to do this. Jesus says, this very night before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. This would be another distressing thing. I mean, this on the behalf of Peter, Peter can't imagine himself doing such a thing. He can't imagine denying Jesus at this point. Yet that is what happens. And I think there's a lesson in that for us, because when we think about falling away or we think about denying Jesus, it's inconceivable in our mind, but stress and situations come upon us and we react in a way that we didn't expect to. We need to be very careful that we think that something would never happen to us rather than preparing ourselves to handle the stress of that moment so that we don't deny Jesus. Again, going on, he tells him, I'll die with you. And it says they all said the same. They all were saying the same thing. All of them are thinking, we would never, never desert you. But that's exactly what happens when Jesus is arrested. So we think of Judas, you know, doing this betraying and him having a crisis in his faith. But really, they're all going to face a crisis in their faith. They're all going to be tested in this moment. So I go back to that question when he was talking about being betrayed. Is it I? Is it I? Well, it was all of them in some way. All of them deserted him rather than to stand next to him. They weren't the ones that betrayed him, but they didn't stay faithful in the way that they expected to. We need to be honest with ourselves. We need to look at our faith. We need to look at even our character flaws, be honest about what our weaknesses are, and we need to work on these things. We need to work on ourselves. We need to spend the time in the Word, being transformed by it, so that we become a stronger, a better, a different person based on God molding us in His image. And that is where I'm going to leave you today, for us to pray that we truly examine ourselves honestly, and that we put in the work in this transformation process, that we might be faithful and that we may not fall prey to the ways of Satan. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.